Welcome to the East County Magazine Live Radio Show, the voice of East County, bringing you the hottest news and coolest events from the communities of San Diego's East County. We're your community radio, representing the public interest, not special interests. Broadcasting from the heart of East County in Descanso with your host, Miriam Raftery.
This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, wishing all of you a happy 4th of July weekend. While Americans are celebrating our freedoms, around the world there are still many people living in fear, not freedom. One of those is an American-born citizen who has been refused entry into the U.S. after he visited Mexico. The ACLU has filed a lawsuit right here in San Diego, and we'll be sharing the startling details of this case with you today. Ariel Brook will share information on fireworks, parades, picnics, and other 4th of July activities in her Destination East County segment today, as well as a preview of some fascinating events coming up next week, from a firefighter's fishing derby to a full moon jazz concert at a lavender farm. Today we'll also have some tips on how to avoid tipsy driving and where you can get a safe ride home if you're planning to party hardy over the Independence Day holiday. And finally, in celebration of this week's one-year anniversary of our radio show on KNSJ, we'll be replaying East County Magazine's skit in which we interview our nation's founding fathers and founding mothers in a radio production that originally aired on the 4th of July last year. We hope you'll enjoy this very special edition of the East County Magazine show on KNSJ. But first, we have an alert with some breaking news from CAL FIRE. This is a special announcement from the Viejas Wildfire and Emergency Alerts. CAL FIRE has declared a high fire hazard as we enter the holiday weekend. Already this year, CAL FIRE has responded to 2,118 fires. That's a 70% increase over the average for the same time period in recent years. In an effort to reduce the amount of fires caused by open burning and shooting within the county of San Diego, CAL FIRE has declared a high fire hazard. Due to the drought, Governor Brown has called on all Californians to reduce water use by 20%. CAL FIRE Director Chief Ken Pimelot has announced that in support of the governor's drought state of emergency, he is ordering all county chiefs to issue local proclamations suspending burning on state responsibility area lands effective immediately. The order bans burning on 31 million acres statewide. Open burning is suspended for individuals as well as for forest management and industrial permitted burns. Campfires are also banned except for established campground facilities with campfire rings, or private property if the campfire is maintained to prevent spread to wildland vegetation. In addition, CAL FIRE has issued a ban on shooting on public lands during these high fire hazard times. The ban affects target shooting on state-controlled lands, but does not apply to shooting ranges or to hunting. Private property is also exempted from the order if brush has been cleared to prevent igniting brush or flammable materials. Residents are urged to visit www.readyforwildfire.org for tips on how to prepare your homes and family for wildfire, as well as find important water-saving tips. Remember, conserving water now is crucial to assure that water resources will be available when needed to fight fires. The Viejas Wildfire and Emergency Alerts are produced by East County Magazine with support from the Viejas Band of the Kumeyaay Nation. The American Civil Liberties Union in San Diego has filed a lawsuit against top immigration officials for unconstitutionally preventing a born and raised U.S. citizen from returning to the United States from Mexico. Like Joseph K. in Franz Kafka's novel The Trial, Oscar Olivas, a 45-year-old natural-born U.S. citizen, has been detained but does not know why. He is unable to access the court before which he stands accused, and he has not been allowed to view any evidence used against him. The lawsuit was filed in federal court here in San Diego, naming the port director of Calexico, the San Diego field director of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, the Secretary of Homeland Security, and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. The suit asks the court to allow Mr. Olivas to return to the United States, declare that he is a U.S. citizen, and affirm that the order exiling him violated the Due Process Clause of the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution. According to the ACLU, Olivas was unlawfully exiled to Mexico in 2011 and has been trying for 3 years to convince Customs and Border Protection that if he would be allowed a hearing before a judge, he could prove he is a U.S. citizen and return to his home and work. Gabriela Rivera, an attorney for the ACLU in San Diego, said that in preventing Mr. Olivas from returning to his home country, the government has unlawfully disregarded both the practical and constitutional meaning of citizenship. The lawyer stated, "The Supreme Court ruled nearly a century ago that a U.S. citizen facing removal must be allowed judicial review to determine his citizenship status." Olivas' nightmare began in August 2011 when he tried to return to the United States from Mexico, as he had done many times in the past without incident. Border Patrol agents refused to allow him to cross the border. They disregarded the proof he carried with him, a birth certificate, Social Security card, and even a California driver's license. According to the ACLU lawsuit, U.S. Customs and Border Protection seems to have relied solely on a false statement that consular officials coerced from Olivas' mother back in December of 2010. The officers exiled Mr. Olivas to Mexico and told him he would have to argue his citizenship claim in front of a judge, but apparently they never referred his case to any court, depriving him of the opportunity to return to his home country. Olivas was born in the San Gabriel Valley in Los Angeles County in 1969, according to the ACLU case. His mother was an undocumented immigrant, but she later became a U.S. citizen. Fearful of giving birth in a hospital, she delivered Olivas at home with help from a midwife. Births in private residences were not uncommon at that time. At an early checkup, a doctor advised that she register Olivas' birth with the county. Olivas' mother registered his birth when he was 5 months old and received a birth certificate from the county. Mr. Olivas also has a certificate of baptism, a Social Security card, and a state-issued driver's license, all of which corroborate that he was born in the United States. In 2009, he began the process of applying for an immigrant visa or green card for his wife and his stepson based on his status as a U.S. citizen. This process can take months or years and required that his wife and stepson live in Mexico while their applications were pending. The Olivas family planned to stay together in Mexicali, which would allow Mr. Olivas to cross the border for work and his U.S. citizen daughter to attend school in the U.S. and receive treatment for her speech and language impairment. His wife was interviewed at the U.S. consulate in Juarez, Mexico, as part of her visa application process. A consular official told her that they would need to interview Mr. Olivas' mother as well. So in December of 2010, his mother traveled to the consulate. There, she was confronted by three officers who told her that they believed her son's birth certificate was fraudulent, the ACLU suit says. One of the officers threatened that she would lose her citizenship and be prosecuted for fraudulently obtaining a birth certificate unless she admitted that Olivas was born in Mexico. She felt intimidated and feared that she would be detained, and so after several hours, she signed a pre-typed declaration which she could not read and which was not read to her. Mr. Olivas and his family are now suffering extreme emotional and financial distress in Mexico, says the ACLU. Because he is not a Mexican citizen, he cannot work in Mexico to support his family. Olivas' young daughter, a citizen of the U.S., does not receive the special education and language and speech therapy she requires and that she would receive if she were here, and both dearly miss their home country, the only home they've ever known. The ACLU's lawyer says that Mr. Olivas' unlawful expulsion was not an innocent mistake by immigration enforcement officers. Instead, he contends, it was the consequence of a system that relies on racial and ethnic stereotypes, empowers officers to act as judge, jury, and executioner, and all but prohibits affected individuals from seeking judicial review. The ACLU attorney concludes that a judge should determine citizenship, not an immigration enforcement officer. The government must prioritize preserving the liberty and security of its citizens to remain within their homeland. Reporting for East County Magazine on KNSJ, this is Miriam Raftery.
If you plan to party hardy over the 4th of July weekend, there are now several options for getting safe rides home. Tipsy Toe offers free rides home up to 7 miles away. You can ask for a Tipsy Toe by calling 1-800-400-4222. Tipsy Toe is sponsored by the Automobile Association of America, but on the 4th of July weekend, it is available free to everyone, not just AAA members. Another service, Be My Designated Driver, offers low-cost driver and pickup services. You can find out more at their website, bemydd.com, or consider taking a bus or trolley to your destination. The Metropolitan Transit Service has information on bus and trolley schedules at sdmts.com. Also be aware that the San Diego County Sheriff's Department will be holding increased driving under the influence or DUI patrols by deputies across the county beginning on Thursday, July 3rd, through Sunday, July 6th. Deputies will also take part in a DUI checkpoint on Saturday, July 5th from 7 p.m. to 3 a.m. at an undisclosed location within the city of San Diego to help keep drunk drivers off the roads. The Sheriff's Department arrested 46 people for DUI over the 4th of July enforcement period last year. Sheriff Bill Gore urges you not to drink and drive. By doing so, you put your life in danger as well as those of other drivers on the road, the sheriff says, adding, quote, remember, drive sober or get pulled over, unquote. If you do drink, be sure to have a designated driver handy or use a taxi or another transportation service. This 4th of July weekend, be aware of San Diego County's social host ordinance. Anyone caught serving alcohol to a minor will be arrested and booked into jail. You can report underage drinking to the Sheriff's Department by calling their non-emergency line at 858-565-5200. Reporting for East County Magazine, this is Ariel Brooke.
The Alpine Fire Protection District Board of Directors has appointed a new director to fill the vacancy created by the passing of Director Jim Archer. Jim Archer passed away on April 30th after a brief illness. He was almost halfway through his four-year term on the board. At the June 24th board meeting, the AFPD board selected Mary Fritz to serve on the board until the general election in November. The vote was 4-0 to appoint Ms. Fritz to the board. Three other Alpine residents were at the meeting and had expressed an interest in serving. The three others were Scott Bell, Diane Durant, and Bill House. Ms. Fritz is no stranger to the Alpine Fire Board. On December 21st, 2010, Ms. Fritz left Alpine Fire after serving 17 years on the board. This is Leon Thompson reporting for East County Magazine.
KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, your network for social justice.
Welcome to Destination East County with your host, Ariel Johansson, bringing you the most exciting festivals, events, and attractions each week. This week's Destination East County has a rundown on 4th of July festivities throughout our inland region. No need to fight traffic to watch fireworks at the beach when you can choose from an array of venues right here in East County, where our cities and historic small towns show their patriotic spirit with parades, picnics, festivals, and fireworks. You'll hear about KNSJ's radio anniversary celebration at Mission Trails, plus we'll have a preview of some unique events coming up next week. From a firefighter's fishing derby to outdoor musical theater, twilight walks, a star party, and a super full moon jazz concert amid fragrant fields of lavender. So let's get started with Classic Car Nights, July 2nd and 3rd. Classic car shows will be held in El Cajon and La Mesa during the holiday week. The Cajon Classic Cruises rolls out on Wednesday night, July 2nd, down the city's main street for a salute to the military, while La Mesa's Back to the 50s Car Night revs up on Thursday, July 3rd, in La Mesa's downtown village. Both events run from 5 to 8 p.m. Congressional members Scott Peters and Susan Davis will speak at Party in the Park at Mission Trails Regional Park Visitor Center on Wednesday, July 2nd at 6 p.m. The event is sponsored by the La Mesa Foothills Democratic Club, celebrating its 30th anniversary. Area residents are also invited to join a sunset celebration of the history, the present, and the future of nature in the largest urban park in San Diego. There will be barbecued burgers and hot dogs, as well as the club's annual pie contest to be judged by the dignitaries. The event will include discussions with additional candidates and politicians, as well as presentations by Jay Wilson, Executive Director of the Mission Trails Regional Park Foundation. Actor Steve Hyman will portray George Coles, the founder of Santee, for whom Coles Mountain is named. This week's Dinner and a Concert series will be held on Thursday, July 3rd, instead of the normal Friday night, in El Cajon, and presents the Jack Straw's Surf Band, performing Beach Boys tunes from 6 to 8 p.m. The city of El Cajon will host its annual 4th of July picnic and fireworks at Kennedy Park. The picnic begins at 1 p.m. with food, games, prizes, and train rides for children. Live musical entertainment begins at 3 p.m. with the highlight of the event, fireworks at 9 p.m. The City of Santee hosts its annual July 4th event, Santee Salutes, from 3:30 to 10 p.m. at Town Center Community Park East. This event includes live music featuring the 80s All-Stars, a patriotic ceremony, Kids Fun Zone with rides and more, and the grand finale, a dazzling fireworks display. Admission is free, though there is a fee at nearby parking lots, with parking costs supporting local youth sports leagues. Or you can take a free shuttle service from the Costco parking lot to the event. There's something for everyone at the Julian 4th of July Parade 2014. The parade steps off at noon and rolls down Main Street from Julian High School to Frank Lane Park. Spectators along Main Street can expect to see the Stars and Stripes, with the selection of It's a Grand Old Flag as the theme for this annual patriotic celebration. There will be a lineup of antique tractors, a troop of dancing gypsies, a pair of high-stepping Percheron draft horses, World War II veterans, Boy Scouts, and Girl Scouts. Pre-parade activities from 10 a.m. to 12 noon include a gunfight and bank robbery, patriotic musical presentation from the Emerald Society Bagpipe Band, appearances by Julian Princesses, two flyovers by vintage aircraft, and remarks by Congressman Duncan Hunter, and the unfurling of an enormous flag by volunteer audience members. Post-parade events include an outdoor concert in the park featuring musicians ranging from the Mariachi Continental de San Diego to the Family Fiddle Camp Pickers and Fiddlers from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. There will also be a barbecue, live music, and dancing at the American Legion, plus the Julian Woman's Club Historic Quilt Show. Jeremy's on the Hill restaurant just outside Julian will host a backcountry wine pairing dinner on the 4th of July at 5:30 p.m. The feast will feature organic local produce from Sage Mountain Farms and wines from both Shadow Mountain Vineyards and Sierra Roble Winery and Vineyard, both in the Warner Springs area. Dishes to savor range from organic fried chicken with green peppercorn cognac sauce to a blackberry cobbler topped with caramel sauce for dessert. For ticket and reservation information, you can call 760-765-1587. In the southeast hillside of El Cajon and Crest, the festivities take place at Nancy Jane Park on Suncrest Boulevard in Crest for the 4th of July Family Festival and Parade. Live music by Cowboy Angels and other musicians begins at 8 a.m., with road closures beginning at 9:15 a.m. Then the parade rolls out at 9:30 a.m., starting at South Lane Park and ending at Scenic Lane, just beyond Nancy Jane Park. The parade lineup includes Grand Marshals, the Patriot Guard Riders for the military, the Ladies Lawn Chair Brigade of Crest, Pots and Pans Band, decorated antique tractors, motorcycles, floats, bicycles, golf carts, quads, along with floats, car clubs, horses, and fire trucks. Besides vendor booths and live music at the park, there will be food available for sale, hamburgers, hot dogs, drinks, snow cones, and more. There will also be a silent auction and a super raffle. Poway's old-fashioned 4th of July offers photo ops with Uncle Sam and President Lincoln, patriotic arts and crafts, Civil War reenactments, steam train rides, live music, games, food, and more, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Free admission, and also check out the fireworks celebration at the Poway High School Stadium with games, DJ music, and fireworks from 7 to 10 p.m., the fireworks starting at 9 p.m. Fishing enthusiasts, rejoice! Take advantage of a free fishing day courtesy of California Department of Fish and Wildlife. Every year, they provide two free fishing days for people to try their hand at fishing. This year, those days are July 5th and September 6th. Fishing regulations such as bag and size limits, gear restrictions, report card requirements, fishing hours, and stream closures remain in effect. On Saturday, July 5th, KNSJ invites you to our community radio station's first anniversary party from 6:30 to 10 p.m. at the beautiful Mission Trails Regional Park Visitors Center. Come mix and mingle with our radio hosts and celebrity guests in a spectacular natural setting. Enjoy live music, Native American flute players, delicious food and drinks, stargazing, the museum, no host bar, and two stages of comedy acts and musical entertainment. At Wrights Field Preserve in Alpine, a flashlight series event, In Awe of the Stars, will be held on Saturday, July 5th from 8 to 10 p.m. Guests are encouraged to bring a chair or blanket and a flashlight to enjoy an evening of stargazing with guide Trevor Gardner, a local Eagle Scout. The group will walk into Wrights Field to take advantage of the darkness of the preserve for stargazing. The group will meet promptly at 8 p.m. in order to hike in together. This event is hosted by the Backcountry Land Trust. The new Mission Trails Regional Park art exhibit, A Softer View, features award-winning artist Catherine Gail Ackley. Each of her paintings represents a different way of approaching a topic, a different challenge, and an opportunity to create a softer view of the world. Next, an outdoor concert at the amphitheater features the Pomerado Saxophone Quartet at 3 p.m. on Sunday, July 6th. Kids bowl free nationwide all summer long. Throughout this nationwide program, children ages 15 and under who are registered can bowl two free games a day all summer long, June 16th through September 13th. Each center has different days that they make available. Regular shoe rental prices do apply. In East County, Parkway Bowl and Poway Fun Bowl are participating. Please see our website for Destination East County for the times, the days, and the website. Now for a preview of some fun summer attractions coming next week. Lindo Lake Park in Lakeside will be showing outdoor movies at dusk on July 11th when Monster University will be on the big screen. You can bring a beach chair, blankets, and of course popcorn. The Santee Firefighters Fishing Derby is set for Saturday, July 12th at Santee Lakes from 6 to 11 a.m. Derby participants will receive a free day permit, worms, raffle ticket, hot dog lunch, and free door prizes while they last. The Fishing Derby is open only to children ages 3 to 17 years. Adults can help bait and cast, but not fish. Loaner poles are available with ID. There is a pre-registration date of July 9th that is required, and you can register online at www.santeefirefighters.org. The public is invited to the 45th Annual Descanso Days Parade and Fair held Saturday, July 12th. This popular annual backcountry event will be held at the historic Descanso Town Hall. This year's parade theme is Bonnets and Boots, with prizes for the best parade entries in several categories. The parade starts at 10 a.m., but the roads close at 9:30 a.m., so plan to arrive early. You can also listen to live music while you enjoy pit barbecued beef cooked by the master chefs of Pine Valley Mountain Riders. Just Friends will start the musical lineup with their bluegrass twang at 11 a.m., followed by Steve Hill and the Hill Country Band on the KSON flatbed stage from 1 to 5 p.m. There will be a variety of activities, especially for kids, including wheelbarrow races, an egg toss, and a nail driving contest, as well as a best bonnet competition for all ages. You can also try your luck at raffles, and a silent auction will be held with prizes ranging from bales of hay to a family visit at Disneyland. With the scent of lavender in the air, a golden sunset, and colorful fields of lavender as a backdrop, Gregory Page will perform at the Keys Creek Lavender Farm in Valley Center. The concert will be held on Saturday, July 12th from 7 to 9:30 p.m. Guests are invited to bring a picnic dinner and enjoy an evening with Page. Winner of the 2012 San Diego Music Awards Best Jazz Album, Shine, Shine, Shine. Page performs melodies and lyrics reminiscent of the 1920s sweet jazz era as a super full moon rises to illuminate the night sky on July 12th, promising to be a magical night. Reservations are required. Kids of all ages are invited to join the fun and showcase their pets at the first annual Pet Parade and St. Adelaide Parish Family Festival on July 12th at the Campo Baseball Field. The parade begins at 11 a.m. and the festival runs from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Parade entrants are invited to decorate a wagon or stroller for their pet or walk with their pets on a leash, pet or pets. Pre-registration is required by 5 p.m. on Friday, July 11th, the day before. Drawings will also be held for prizes, including a half a steer to fill a freezer, donated by Wright Ranch of Potrero. The festival also includes vendor booths, an inflatable slide, and water combo, face painting, and refreshments. Santee Summer Concerts line up for their Blues and Barbecue Night on Thursday, July 17th, includes the Mercedes Moore Band and the Bayou Brothers with special guest Bill McGee. The festivities begin at 5:30 p.m. and there will be blues, barbecue, and a beer garden until 8:30 p.m. for this event held at Santee's Town Center Community Park East. Les Miserables on Mount Helix from July 17th through 21st, a live performance. This summer blockbuster will be staged atop Mount Helix July 17th through August 2nd, CCT is returning to Mount Helix after being away for 7 years. That's Christian Community Theater. Theatergoers will see Les Mis with stunning views of San Diego as the surrounding backdrop. Les Miserables is the world's longest-running musical. Discover a nation in the grip of revolution, where convict Jean Valjean is on the run, hunted relentlessly by the policeman Jay Vert. For breaking his parole, he must leave his past behind and keep his vow to raise the young orphaned Cosette. But with revolution in the air and Javert closing in, Jean Valjean has no choice but to fight for his life and sacrifice everything to protect the people he loves. You're invited to join Mission Trails Regional Park Guides this summer for free Saturday evening guided walks in the park to learn about changes that occur as the sun goes down. These walks last approximately an hour and a half and start from the parking lot across from the Kumeyaay Campground entrance on July 19th at 7:15 p.m., August 16th at 7:30 p.m., and September 20th at 6 p.m. There's also an owl prowl that you can sign up for. Visit www.mtrp.org. That's all for this week. You can find details on all of these events and more on our calendar and in our festivals and events section online at www.eastcountymagazine.org. If you have an event you'd like added to our calendar, or if you would like to sponsor the Destination East County show on KNSJ, you can contact editor at eastcountymagazine.org. We'll be back next week with more festivals, events, and attractions in San Diego's East County. See you around, East County!
The East County Magazine show on KNSJ Radio is produced by the nonprofit Heartland Coalition. We're your community news. We reflect your interest, not special interest. You can get involved by volunteering, get trained to be a citizen journalist, and support East County Magazine at www.eastcountymagazine.org. And you can send your news tips and story ideas to editor@eastcountymagazine.org.
KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, your network for social justice.
It's warm, it's dry, it's the 4th of July. These words make fire officials cringe, says Fire Chief Sam DiGiovanna, East County Magazine's in-house fire chief and columnist. It will be a long 3-day 4th of July weekend. As drought conditions worsen and the fire danger escalates, fire officials recommend everyone attend public fireworks shows and leave the lighting to the professionals. Purchase or use of fireworks by individuals is illegal across San Diego County. The problem is many cities that ban fireworks are already seeing an influx of illegal fireworks being set off, says Chief D. Giovanna. To help reduce the risk of fire, keep barbecue grills away from anything that can burn, such as your house, car, or dry vegetation. Don't leave the grill unattended while it's cooking. Keep children and pets away from the grill. Make sure coals are completely extinguished and cold before disposing of them. While outdoors, stay hydrated and consume lots of water. Avoid direct sun. Make sure your pets are kept indoors, as loud noises such as fireworks can scare them and cause them to run away. Contact your local fire department and visit www.4thofjulysafety.com for additional safety information. Drive safely and have a happy 4th of July. This is Leon Thompson reporting for East County Magazine.
This is Miriam Raftery with KNSJ. In honor of Independence Day and the birth of independent media here today, we have lined up some very special interviews. Have you ever wondered what our founding fathers would have said about the news events that are happening now in America? Well, we decided to ask them. That's right. We've conjured up the spirits of 1776, our founding fathers and some founding mothers who fought for the liberties that we enjoy today. Of course, we couldn't really bring them back to life, but we have brought in actors to read in their own words the views of these revolutionary patriots, the radicals of their day. We asked them questions about the hot issues of our times, and the words they spoke over 200 years ago are as relevant today as they were back when America was born. Plus, in the spirit of bringing you all sides to this story, we have also brought in a leader from the Native American community during colonial times, as well as that ruler against whom the colonists rebelled, King George III. And now let's welcome our guests to KNSJ. Yay. Now, could each of you rabble-rousers please start by sharing a favorite quote with our listeners? Let's begin with former President Thomas Jefferson, author of the Declaration of Independence.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
Inspiring words. Next, we have Benjamin Franklin, famed statesman, scientist, and newspaper editor. Ambassador Franklin, what's your quote for today?
Rebellion against tyrants is obedience to God.
Thank you, Ambassador Franklin. Next up, Patrick Henry, my ancestor and the former Virginia governor who called the British Stamp Act treason and helped foment the American Revolution.
Give me liberty or give me death!
Hey. King George, you had a little different view of this rebellion. Will you please share your reaction?
Once these rebels have felt a smart blow, they will submit.
Never!
Never! George, feel never. The smart blows never. Themselves.
Your Highness, it didn't quite work out that way. We are also honored to have with us George Washington, the first president of our nation, known as the father of our country, a leader famed for his integrity.
I hold the maxim, no less applicable to public than to private affairs, that honesty is the best policy.
Thank you, Mr. President. Our next guest is Phyllis Wheatley, known as the poet of the Revolution. She once wrote a poem and sent it to General Washington himself. Mrs. Wheatley, can you please share an excerpt?
Proceed, great chief, with virtue on thy side. Thy every action let the goddess guide.
General Washington later invited you to actually meet with him. Can you please read another of your revolutionary verses?
Thick as leaves in autumn's golden rain, such and so many moves the warrior's train.
Now, Mrs. Wheatley also sent poems to British nobility and had her work published in a colonial newspaper. Her accomplishments are even more impressive when you learn that Mrs. Wheatley was a slave at the time, educated by her master, more fortunate than the vast majority of slaves, of course. She later gained fame for her eloquent defense of liberty for all people, but more on that later. Our next guest is John Adams, diplomat and former president. What's your founding vision?
Government is instituted for the common good, for the protection, safety, prosperity, and happiness of the people, and not for profit, honor, or private interest.
Right, not for profit.
All right. Now we will hear from your wife, Abigail Adams. Mrs. Adams, You were a first lady and a champion for women's rights long before it was fashionable.
If we mean to have heroes, statesmen, and philosophers, we should have learned women.
Amen.
Indeed, James Madison, another former president, we have quite a few of them here today, co-authored the Federalist Papers that helped to win ratification of the Constitution. President Madison?
Liberty may be endangered by the abuse of liberty, but also by the abuse of power.
Now, some listeners may not know that the American Revolution divided Native American people. Some tribes sided with the colonists and others with the British. Our next guest is Mohawk Indian Chief Thayenanegaye, also known by his English name, Chief Joseph Brant. He sided with the British during the Revolution and was actually considered one of Britain's finest officers, leading battles against those rebellious colonists. Chief Brant, please explain why you chose to oppose the colonists.
Indeed, it is very hard when we have let the king's subjects have so much of our lands for so little value. The Mohawks have on all occasions shown their zeal and loyalty to the great king, yet they have been very harshly treated by his people.
And finally, Thomas Paine, a corset maker by trade, later a journalist and a pamphleteer who authored Common Sense, or as the British called him, a propagandist. Mr. Paine, what quote would you like to share?
These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands now deserves the love and thanks of a man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered.
Thank you, thank you. Now for our first question. How important do you believe it is to have media that is independent, free from control by the government or by powerful corporations? President Jefferson, let's start with you.
Where the press is free and every man able to read, all is safe. Where left to me to decide whether we should have a government without newspapers or newspapers without a government, I should not hesitate a moment to prefer the latter.
Ambassador Franklin, as a former newsman yourself, can you weigh in on the trend toward media censorship of controversial issues?
Whoever would overthrow the liberty of a nation must begin by subduing the freedom of speech. If all printers were determined not to print anything till they were sure it would offend nobody, there would be very little printed.
President Madison, why is a free press important to you?
To the press alone, checkered as it is with abuses, the world is indebted for all the triumphs which have been obtained by reason and humanity over error and oppression.
Next question. Recently, a whistleblower...
Whistleblower? Do you mean a fife player?
No, a whistleblower is someone who sounds an alarm.
Oh, like Paul Revere, our good friend who warned us that the British were coming.
Something like that. This whistleblower revealed that the government has been spying on Americans and accessing our telephone and internet records.
Phones? Internets? What manner of inventions are these?
Ambassador Franklin, I'll be happy to show you how to tweet and surf the net after our interview. I believe you'll be amazed.
Tweet?
But now the government argues that knowing who we communicate with is necessary to protect us from terrorists. Yet others say this violates our constitutional liberties. Ambassador Franklin, what's your view?
They who can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety.
Edward Snowden, the whistleblower who leaked the classified documents, proving that our government has been spying on Americans' phone and internet records, has been charged with treason. There is a very vigorous debate going on as to whether he is a hero or a traitor. King George, what's your definition of a traitor?
A traitor, of course, is anyone who does not agree with me.
Now you can see why they called him Mad King George.
Mr. Henry, in a very famous speech, you denounced the Stamp Act and declared that only colonists should have the right to levy taxes, not the king, and you went on to foment rebellion. Some in the crowd even shouted treason. What was your response?
If this be treason, make the most of it.
No new taxes.
It sounds like the original Tea Party movement. Chief Brant, you traveled to Europe and were warmly received at the British court. But you raised some royal eyebrows when you were introduced to King George here. Tell us what you said.
I told the king, I bow to no man, for I am considered a prince among my own people. but I will gladly shake your hand.
Shake hands with Nearman! Shake hands with Nearman.
President Madison, in your day, the Barbary pirates were considered terrorists. Now drones, spies in the skies, are being deployed along our borders.
Spies in the skies? Do you mean balloons, such as the French launched in Paris?
Drones, actually, are unmanned flying machines, Mr. President.
Flying machines? Imagine that.
Do you believe changing times warrant more intrusion into our privacy to assure that foreign terrorists are not plotting against us?
If tyranny and oppression come to this land, it will be in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. It is a universal truth that the loss of liberty at home is to be charged to the provisions against danger, real or pretended, from abroad.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Henry, what do you have to say about these recent erosions of our constitutional liberties?
Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect anyone who approaches that jewel.
Huzzah! Huzzah! Huzzah!
President Washington, are you concerned about a chilling effect on free speech if journalists are monitored?
If the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like sheep to the slaughter.
Mrs. Adams, you once urged your husband, John, to remember the ladies when the Constitution was written.
That I did, though he did not listen.
Shame!
As to your extraordinary code of laws, I cannot bit laugh, my saucy bride. We know better than to repeal our masculine systems.
You may both find it of interest to know that a constitutional amendment finally granted women the right to vote.
Excellent. Hallelujah. Excellent.
Though it didn't happen until 1920.
Mercy, what took those men so long?
Good question.
My heavens, this subjects us to the despotism of the petticoat.
But even now, in the year 2013, women are still earning only 77 cents for every dollar earned by men. Mrs. Adams, is your advice to your husband still valid today?
Certainly. All men would be tyrants if they could. If particular care and attention is not paid to the ladies, we are determined to foment a rebellion, and we will not hold ourselves bound by any laws in which we have no voice or representation.
Strong words indeed. Mrs. Wheatley, you once sent a poem to Britain's Earl of Dartmouth, both celebrating American independence and making a case for abolition to bring freedom to African Americans. Can you please share some of that verse?
No more, America, in mournful strain of wrongs and grievance, unredressed complain. No longer shalt thou dread the iron chain which wanton tyranny with lawless hand had made, and with it meant enslave the land. Should you, my lord, while you peruse my song, wonder from whence my love of freedom sprung, whence flow these wishes for the common good, by feeling hearts alone best understood. I, young in life, my seeming cruel fate was snatched from Africa's fancied happy seat.
Thank you. Times have changed since then. The Emancipation Proclamation freed the slaves in the 1860s, and later, African Americans were granted equal rights. Today, we even have a black president.
Glory! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Your efforts were a key part of those changes. In a letter to a well-known minister here in the colonies, you likened slaveholders to the ancient Egyptians who enslaved the Israelites. As one of the early voices in the abolitionist movement, tell us what words you used to spark his conscience.
For in every human breast, God has implanted a principle, which we call love of freedom. It is impatient of oppression and pants for deliverance. And by the leave of our modern Egyptians, I will assert that the same principle lives in us.
Speaking of Israelites fleeing Egypt for a better life elsewhere, immigration is a hot topic again here today, as it has been for many, many years. President Madison, what is your view?
America was indebted to immigration for her settlement and prosperity. That part of America which had encouraged them most had advanced most rapidly in population, agriculture, and the arts.
Some broadcast media today foments bigotry and racism. President Jefferson, do you find that troubling?
Broadcast media? It sounds narrow-minded. Bigotry is the disease of ignorance, of morbid mind. Here in America, we are destined to be a barrier against the returns of ignorance and barbarism.
Thank you. Chief Brandt, the revolution had an unfortunate consequence for Native Americans, who in seeking to protect their lands and cultural heritage were actually called barbarians. When the war was over, the British ceded lands in America not to the tribes who fought alongside them, but to the colonists. The war fueled resentment by colonists against those tribes that sided with the British and led to even worse oppression of some Indian tribes. But now in our time, the Idle No More movement has arisen, standing up for Native American rights. What are your thoughts on this?
Idle No More. If this effort demands respect for our sovereign rights, I rise in support. We are tired out in making complaints and getting no redress.
Most of our guests today have advocated for rebellion and fought in the Revolutionary War. In recent years, however, America has gone to war far beyond our own borders, even starting a preemptive war in the Middle East. What are your views on war and peace, President Jefferson?
Peace and friendship with all mankind is our wisest policy, and I wish we may be permitted to pursue it. I have seen enough of one war never to wish to see another. The spirit of this country is totally adverse to a large military force.
President Adams, what are your thoughts?
Great is the guilt of an unnecessary war.
Mr. Franklin, how about you?
There was never a good war or a bad peace. Wars are not paid for in wartime. The bill comes later.
The bill does come later.
Speaking of bills, I'm sure Tea Party listeners out there would want me to ask you about the national debt. President Jefferson, what are your thoughts on that?
The principle of spending money to be paid by posterity under the name of funding is but swindling futurity on a large scale.
Gun violence is on the rise in America today. As a revolutionary, what is your take on the Second Amendment, President Madison?
Americans have the right and advantage of being armed, unlike the citizens of other countries whose governments are afraid to trust the people with arms.
King George, what's your reaction to these armed upstarts in the colonies defeating that powerful British military force of yours?
Knavery seems to be so much the striking feature of its inhabitants that it may not, in the end, be an evil that they will become aliens to this kingdom.
So much for diplomacy. My next question is for Ambassador Franklin. A diplomat himself and a man of science known for his many inventions, including reportedly flying a kite in a storm to prove the workings of electricity.
Dear me, that was a shocking experience.
Ambassador, technology has seen many advances since your day, including radio and television, instant communications that use electricity.
So the power of lightning has been harnessed at last.
Yes, it has. But now some factions want to defund scientific research and discredit scientists on issues such as climate change, and not the kind you wrote about in Poor Richard's Almanac, I might add.
The rapid progress true science now makes occasions my regretting sometimes that I was born too soon. It is impossible to imagine the height to which may be carried in 1,000 years the power of man over matter. Agriculture may diminish its labor and double its produce. All diseases may, by sure means, be prevented or cured, not even excepting that of old age, and our lives lengthened at pleasure.
Oh, it would be nice to have our lives lengthened.
Mm-hmm. President Jefferson, how important is science in your view?
When I contemplate the immense advances in science and discoveries in the arts which have been made within the period of my life, I look forward with confidence to equal advances by the present generation and have no doubt they will consequently be as much wiser than we have been as we than our fathers were, and they than the burners of witches.
The Supreme Court, in a case called Citizens United, ruled that corporations have the same rights as people and that restrictions on corporate contributions to candidates may not be limited. Mr. Payne, you warned about corporate power in your Rights of Man.
Corporations have a more extensive evil effect than what relates merely to elections. They are sources of endless contentions in places where they exist, and they lessen the common rights of national society.
Thomas Paine speaks the truth.
President Jefferson, the Occupy movement is a protest movement that's arisen over the power of big banks. How seriously do you take such concern?
I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies.
Now that's a revolutionary
mm-hmm.
thought.
Yeah.
Chief Brandt, in our time, as in the time of the British Empire and colonial days, the rich and powerful sometimes seem to be above the law. You've had some strong words to say on this subject.
In the government you called civilized, the happiness of the people is constantly sacrificed to the splendor of the empire. Hence the origin of your codes of criminal and civil laws. Hence your dungeons and prisons.
Can you tell us how justice has traditionally been meted out in your Native American society?
We have no prisons.
Really?
We have no written laws. And yet judges are as highly revered among us as they are among you, and their decisions are as much regarded. We have among us no exalted villains above the control of our laws. Daring wickedness is here never allowed to triumph over helpless innocence. The estates of widows and orphans are never devoured by enterprising swindlers. We have no robbery under the pretext of law.
Can we imagine how different our world would be if this system were in place today? Now, on another topic, religious freedom and separation of church and state. You founding fathers have some differences of opinion, I understand. Let's start with President Madison.
The purpose of separation of church and state is to keep forever from these shores the ceaseless strife that has soaked the soil of Europe with blood for centuries.
Amen. Amen. Mr. Payne, will you please tell us your opinion?
All national institutions of churches, whether Jewish, Christian, or Turkish, appear to me no other than human inventions, set up to terrify and enslave mankind, and monopolize power and profit.
Ambassador Franklin, what's your view?
In the affairs of this world, men are saved not by faith, but by the want of it. But to follow by faith alone is to follow blindly.
Recently, we've seen a trend towards secrecy by our government. How important is it to assure that media can serve as watchdogs to bring forth truth, Mr. Henry?
The liberties of a people never were nor will ever be secure when the transactions of their rulers may be concealed from them.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
On a lighter note, let's take some questions about pop culture. Another innovation recently is video games. I am sure our younger listeners will want to hear your views on gaming, Ambassador Franklin.
Games lubricate the body and the mind.
Oh. That sounds like Ben Franklin, doesn't it?
You charmer, you. One constitutional amendment that was passed and later repealed was a prohibition on alcohol. Winemaking has become a growing industry in our region, as it has long been in France, where you spent a great deal of your time, Ambassador. What are your views on imbibing those fruits of the vine?
Wine is constant proof that God loves us and loves to see us happy.
Amen.
I'll drink to that.
President Jefferson, you have been a champion of creating a strong public education system. But today, the price of college has risen sharply, though the current administration is striving to increase funds to help students. Can you tell us who you believe should be entitled to an education and why you think that is important?
The most promising genius, whose parents are too poor to give them further education, to be carried at the public expense through the college and university. The object is to bring into action that mass of talents which lies buried in poverty, and thus give activity to a mass of mind which, in proportion to our population, shall be double or treble of what is in most countries.
Hear, hear.
Thank you. Media bias is a growing concern in modern times, since the consolidation of media has put most major media outlets into the hands of a few big corporations. Mrs. Adams, do you believe it is important for people to hear multiple points of view?
I've always felt that a person's intelligence is directly reflected by the number of conflicting points of view he can entertain simultaneously on the same topic.
Thank you. What advice would you give to those who feel that it's just too much trouble to get involved in protecting our democracy, Mrs. Adams?
We have too many high-sounding words and too few actions that correspond with them.
Mr. Payne, do you agree?
The more difficult the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. An army of principles can penetrate where an army of soldiers cannot.
Mr. Henry, what's your advice to the citizens of today?
The battle is not to the strong alone. It is to the vigilant, the active, the brave.
President Adams, what's at stake here? Is there a risk in complacency?
Liberty cannot be preserved without general knowledge among the people. Remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. There never was a democracy yet that did not commit suicide.
Perhaps it takes truth and an informed populace for democracy to survive and thrive. President Washington, what are your closing thoughts as we celebrate the birth of independent media here today?
Truth will ultimately prevail where there is pain to bring it to light.
President Adams, What advice do you have for our listeners and for future generations?
Knowledge will forever govern ignorance, and a people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power which knowledge gives.
Yeah. Well said.
Yes.
Well said.
Yes. Ambassador Franklin, are you concerned about election integrity?
Democracy is two wolves and a lamb voting on what to have for lunch. Liberty is a well-armed lamb contesting the vote.
President Jefferson, we'll let you have the final word here on this Independence Day celebration with KNSJ.
I thank KNSJ for inviting us here to remind Americans today why we fought for the independence we won in 1776. I hold it that a little rebellion now and then is a good thing and is necessary in the political world as storms in the physical.
Thank you. If people do stand up for those rights enshrined by you founding fathers and mothers, how optimistic are you for our nation's future, President Jefferson?
I like the dreams of the future better than the history of the past.
Thanks to all of you for joining us on this very special 4th of July celebration, and I hope that everyone listening will have a festive and spirited Independence Day. This concludes today's episode of East County Magazine's radio show. We extend our appreciation to the San Diego Performance Academy for the use of their studio, to the Heartland Coalition, our parent nonprofit, and to KNSJ 89.1 FM, broadcasting from the heart of East County and Descanso. We also thank the musicians who provided music for our show, Laura Preble, Jim Hannibal, Corey Clement, Giovanni Galicia and the Smashing Beats, Donnie Gentile, Wooden Ambulance, Dusty Summer Road, A.K. Jules, Brian Boykel, Royalty Free Music, Frank Nora, Kevin McLeod, April's Dance from the Smart Sound Solo Simplicity Collection, and Turco, Nomads of the Silk Road. We also thank the County of San Diego for a community enhancement grant to support our Destination East County segment. If you have story ideas or would like to underwrite the East County Magazine radio show, please contact editor@eastcountymagazine.org or call 619-698-7617. We'll be back soon for another edition of East County Magazine's radio show.